For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And welcome back in the morning show 960. The Ref, it is presented by St. Mary's Medical Group. Logan and Dave along with you on the world's largest outdoor cocktail party Wednesday. Just a couple of more days until we head down south and start the party, Dave.
Can't wait.
Can't wait to get down there. The Georgia-Florida game in full swing this weekend, and a lot of things happening around Jacksonville. A lot of things that go along with that game, including the Georgia-Florida Hall of Fame. And nice enough to join us now on air, one of those inductees this year, our man Rennie Curran. Rennie, how you doing this morning?
Man, I'm doing great. Thank you guys so much for having me on.
Absolutely. And congratulations first and foremost to you for your induction into this game. And I guess, 2007, 8, and 9 were the years that you played down there. That means you were part of that storming of the field, I believe, your freshman year. What are some memories of that thing, man?
Oh, man, it was ridiculously crazy. And we knew after that moment that we had no choice but to win that game because emotions were high. 10 people on the crew were ready to kill us. But all I remember, man, is being, you know, a young, wide-eyed freshman. That was my first game where I really got that starting opportunity. And so it was so much pressure to just make something happen. But at the same time, when that play happened, I did not know that was going to happen. You know, none of us did. Coach Rick was like, "We want you guys so fired up that you guys get penalized." But he definitely didn't say run on the field. But when everybody started going, being a freshman, I just kind of followed along. And so,
love
exciting
it.
Moment, man. Exciting memory, and it just kind of built that momentum that lasted the rest of the season.
I love it. And I was going to ask you about that. So I know Mark Rick, and I've heard different accounts of this, but you are first and foremost. So Rick, did he talk about that before the game started, or was that to say that, hey, if we score first, I want you guys to go out there and get a penalty, as you said, or was it sort of an on-the-field thing where he was like, go, get out there? How did that play out?
Man, Coach Rick really had nothing to do with it in terms of us running out, but he did say, you know, I want you guys to be so fired up. I want you guys to you know, be the bully in this game because for so long, Florida kind of has that intimidation factor. So he was like, I want you guys to go out there, get your swagger back, have fun, play ball, coming off the bye week. And so we were just ready to turn things around for Georgia football as a whole. And so it started just with that moment. A couple seniors, like I said, ran out on the field. And I think it was Danelle Ellaby who was just like, man, come on. And I'm just sitting there with my helmet in my hand, and everybody takes off. And so I just joined in on the fun, and it was one of those things that just was contagious and you know, gave us the momentum that we needed.
Talking with Rennie Curran, who is going into the Georgia-Florida Hall of Fame this weekend. Did you take an official to Florida when you were in high school?
Definitely not, man. I didn't go anywhere orange at all, man. My rival in high school playing at Brookwood was Parkview, so I hated orange.
Love it.
So where did you go?
Love it.
Where did you visit?
I went to Tech, actually, and, you know, it was okay. And then went to Auburn as well. Honestly, Auburn was going to be my second choice because at that time they had Trey Blackman, you know, who was a smaller linebacker like me. And so I had in my mind that if Georgia wasn't going to offer me that, that's where I was going to go, and I was going to give them hell every year.
I love it. By the way, did you ever lose to Burt Maher when you were in high school?
Hey, come on, Dave. Come on, Dave.
You said, did I ever lose to who?
Burt Maher.
No, we didn't, man. Oh. We destroyed Burt Maher every year.
Oh, come on now.
See, Logan went to Burt Maher, and he's trying to act like there's something going on. I bet Burt Maher probably never even scored against
Brookwood. They probably didn't. But here's where me and Rennie get along great is that we both despise Parkview. So keep the stench combs out of this conversation. We're all about hating some Parkview together, man.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt, man.
All right, so this game down in Jacksonville, they just kind of renewed the contract for a couple more years. What are your thoughts on your experiences, I guess, going down there in sort of what is essentially a bowl game in the middle of the season. Did you always enjoy that trip?
Yeah, I mean, it's always a game that, you know, where so much is on the line. The stakes are high. You're coming off the bye week. So it's that moment in the season where you have the opportunity to really come together as a team and create a moment that's going to build, you know, for, like I said, that momentum that lasts you for the rest of the season. Or it can be kind of that disastrous memory where it kind of snowballs and leads to a kind of mediocre season. So going into this game, it's like our Super Bowl, you know, not only because it's the next game, but it's a huge rivalry. You know the history going in. I don't care what anybody says. You know just the plays that have been made, the players who have showed up in games like this, and that if you make a big play in this game, if you do something to help the team win, it's going to be etched in the history of the Georgia, you know, the minds of the Georgia fans and just the history as a whole. So it's a big deal.
Walk us through, if you don't mind, when you found out and how you found out that you would be inducted into this year's Georgia-Florida Hall of Fame class.
Oh, man, it was one of those things where Claude Felton, who's the head of the media, who is behind the scenes, you know, he's the guy who reaches out to you when you have a major interview, and I haven't heard from him in a while, obviously, because it's been 10 years since I played, but he reached out, and he's like, man, I got something to tell you. And I was like, oh, boy, I hope it's good news. So I reached out to him, and, you know, he gave me the news that I'll be inducted, man, and it was just surreal, you know, because when you're a young kid, especially growing up in Gwinnett County, 45 minutes away, you know, I tell people all the time, I remember going there to University of Georgia at 10 years old and hoping and dreaming to one day be a Bulldog, you know, watching guys like David Green, David Pollock, who are from Fayetteville, and to go from that to being an undersized linebacker who wouldn't even expect it to even play in the SEC, now being Hall of Fame, man, it's crazy. It's humbling. And I just have so many people to thank, man, especially my teammates. Guys like Danelle Ellaby, Akeem Dent, Geno Atkins, you know, guys who took on blocks so I can make a play. You know, my coaches, Coach Rick, of course, John Jancic. Just so many people, man, who poured into me and helped me during that time.
Yeah, Jarvis Jones is also going in. Have you talked with Jarvis since all of this?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was crazy, man, that we're both going in together, because I remember the day he came to Georgia when he was thinking about transferring from USC and having a conversation with him. It was back in 2009, and he was like, man, you think I should transfer? You think I should come to Georgia? And, you know, right then and there, I was like, man, that'll be the best decision that you can make, man. Coming out of Columbus, you know, playing for the hometown team, it's going to be something that helps you for the rest of not just your football career, but in life. And I'm glad he listened, man. He's had an amazing career. We've been able to develop a great relationship, and I'm proud of him just to see everything he's accomplished.
That's interesting, and a great point there, too, as we talked to Rennie Curran. So did you host him or help recruit him when he was in high school?
So, nah, but I did, like I said, when he came up for a couple practices during that time, you know, I you know, gave it to him the best way I could, just what the experience was like being a current Bulldog. And that's something that I do, man. I travel around the state now and around the Southeast as a keynote speaker. So I meet tons of athletes, met like guys like Richard LeCount, Nate McBride. I meet them a lot of times when they're sophomores. So I'm one of Georgia's biggest ambassadors kind of behind the scenes. And so if not him, it's plenty of other athletes.
Talking with Rennie Curran, and you got something very cool that you want to talk about as well, Logan.
Yeah, I did want to ask you, Rennie. Back in September, you launched what's called the Game Changers Foundation. Sounds like it's sort of a mentor thing, kind of like helping kids out from the high school level up through the professional ranks. And something you can speak a lot on your personal experience, but tell us more about the Game Changers Foundation, if you don't mind.
Yeah, man. So when I was coming up, man, I was blessed to have so many people who poured into my life, man, whether it's coaches, teachers, guys who were current players like Stevie Baggs, Hannibal Nabies, Ray Lewis, Jesse Tuggle, who was another undersized linebacker who really mentored me, man. And I realized that so many guys don't have that, especially, you know, the younger athletes. You know, some of them may have a mentor, may have somebody who played in college and in the pros, but, you know, some of them are missing that guidance. And you see so many athletes, we all know them, the coulda, shoulda, woulda guys, the guys who maybe have something going on at home, character issues, their grades. And maybe if they would have had somebody in their life, somebody to mentor them or somebody speaking to their life, they would have maybe able to reach their fullest potential. So that's what I'm hoping to create, you know, for those high school athletes by leveraging the former guys who have been there, who have had those experiences. And then on the other hand, I've seen, you know, whether it's at Georgia or in the pros, guys who achieve so much, but at the end of their career, they may have a hard time finding a job. They may have a tough time just with life and the transition. So I want to help those guys as well. So there's so many things that I'm hoping to do with this foundation, and the basis of it, the Game Changers Foundation, is this public speaking piece where I'll have former athletes visiting schools, speaking to athletes, ongoing mentorship, where I'll partner up former guys with the current players, and then last but not least, having leadership events and workshops where we're teaching life skills, doing sports camps, a lot of impactful things. So I'm really excited to get things going.
I think that's fantastic. How can somebody get involved with you and maybe contribute to this foundation?
Definitely. So the website is GameChangersFoundationGA.org. And on that website, if they're an athlete, they can sign up to for mentorship. If they're a current player that's young, or they can sign up to be a game changer that'll go out and speak. Or if you're not an athlete, you can also sign up to be a partner if you want to deliver workshops on financial literacy or any type of life skills. So that's where we're starting, and that's how you can get in touch with us.
Rennie Curran along with us. And, Rennie, I'll tell you what else is a game changer, the new potential legislation that's coming out about student athletes getting to use their likeness and make some money. And for someone like yourself that could potentially have been affected by that, how mad are you that you didn't get to do that? And secondly, talking about the game changers, you know, with mentoring the high school student athletes, that's going to be something that they're going to have to deal with. So how do you see all that playing out?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, it's definitely frustrating when I think about the potential that would have created, not only for myself, but for so many guys. You know, a lot of the focus is on the guys who make it to the NFL. But as we know, so many athletes do not have the opportunity. They may play one season. They may just make it to training camp. But when you're at a University of Georgia, that's when your brand is at its highest. And so when you look at this bill that's being introduced, it's not just about, to me, making money, and it's not just about the major endorsements. To me, it's an educational opportunity. It's a chance for a guy who has name recognition to now be able to network, be able to understand that he is a brand, be able to connect with local businesses, build relationships with business leaders. I mean, there's so many things that you can do. And even for a guy who isn't, you know, a quarterback or isn't a big name, let's say non-revenue generating sports or a walk-on, he can go back to his hometown, whether he's from Columbus or Waycross or wherever it is. Maybe he can host a camp. Maybe he can mentor a kid. There's so many opportunities that this is going to create. And at the same time, when you talk about just the high school athletes who are coming up who are going to be affected by this, they're going to have to do a great job of helping them to understand and navigate their brand and really mentor them. Because if you change these rules and not create a system that's an improvement, then it's going to lead to chaos. You know, if guys can just align their brand with any type of situation, then it's not going to be a good thing. But I think if they can really help them and guide them, maybe bring in former athletes like myself to talk to them about the importance of their brand, I think this can really be a great thing.
Talking with Rennie Curran as the Georgia-Florida game lingers, and Rennie will be a big part of this weekend going into the Georgia-Florida Hall of Fame. Feeling good about the Dogs on Saturday?
Man, I feel good. I think with this bye week, like I said, it's an opportunity for so many good things to happen, whether it's correcting the wrongs from early in the season. It gives the chance for the players to build that camaraderie amongst each other, kind of recommit themselves to each other, because that's something that you work on in training camp, but a lot of times you can get away from those things that make you great as the season progresses, as injuries happen, which is another great thing because guys get to rest their bodies, come back rejuvenated. So I'm hoping that we see, you know, a brand new team, guys that are firing on all cylinders, see those explosive plays that we've been missing early on in the season in these past games. And, I'm ready to see them really live up to that full potential. They've been doing good things, but to me they haven't been as consistent as they should be with the level of talent that they have. So I'm ready to see those Junkyard Dogs and ready to see them hopefully build some momentum for the rest of the season.
Love it. Rennie, a lot of people have a lot of good memories watching you play football between the hedges or around the SEC, but when you think back on your time at Georgia, we may have already talked about it with the 2007 Florida game, but what is a moment that just stands out to you as one of your favorite times being on the field as a Georgia Bulldog?
Man, without a doubt, the UGA Auburn blackout game, 2007, that was one of my all-time favorite games. And to top it off, it was my 19th birthday, so I can't get much better than that. You know, I was, just, I Love mean, it. We ran out of that tunnel and we had the black jerseys on. It was like a small earthquake. Everybody was fired up. And, you know, I got to lay out Brad Lester. I ran through him full speed. A Parkview guy.
There you go. There you go.
So, man, just so many great memories from that game. But I just remember the excitement. Soulja Boy was playing. I mean, we were dancing, having fun. It was great, man.
Well, the first game I ever went to with my wife in 2009, my now wife, is you batted a ball down to save a win against South Carolina. So we appreciate you for that, man. As well, man.
Yes, sir. That was a good one, too. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, congrats.
Hey, Rennie, by the way, the last time I saw you, you'd really let yourself go. And you look like you've been eating a lot of carbs. No, I say that jokingly. Rennie has the body fat of a cinder block.
I'm jealous.
As we all know. But is it tough to go to games and still feel like, hey, I'm 30 years old. I could still get out there and whip up on these guys.
Oh, man, it's extremely tough. Mentally, like, you never stop playing the game. In my mind, every single day as an entrepreneur, I wake up, I'm still hunting, I'm still playing linebacker. And when I go back out there, it's like slight PTSD. I have flashbacks. Sometimes I'm ready to jump on the field. I mean, when I went to the Notre Dame game and they started playing, you know, having the lights and the atmosphere, man, I was so jacked up. I grabbed Richard LeCount. I was like, man, you better hit somebody. If you don't want those pads, you better give them up. Because, yeah, it's exciting, man. It's nothing like it.
Love it.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
The biggest of congratulations again for your induction this weekend. Enjoy every bit of it, and be sure and bring us back a W to Athens after this weekend. But big moment for you and your family, and we certainly consider you a damn good dog amongst many others.
Yeah, very proud of you, Rennie.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate it.
And before we let you go real quick, once again, NFL Game Changers Foundation, certainly want to get people involved in that. Tell them once again how they can reach out to that.
So visit GameChangersFoundationGA.org, and that's how you'll be able to learn more information and see how you can get involved, man.
Excellent.
So,
and throw out
working with you all.
I'm sorry, throw out Instagram and Twitter for everybody too.
Yes, sir. At Rennie Curran, that's RennieCurran on Twitter. It's at RennieCurran53.
Excellent. Excellent.
Awesome.
Thanks, Rennie.
Thanks.
And have a great time in Jacksonville.
Thank you, guys.
All right, we'll talk to you later, Rennie. Thanks.
He's great.
Excellent.
He is great.
Love having him.
I knew that was going to be a fun interview. Yeah, I told Rennie that when I saw him, this was after we did actually the fifth quarter show with Jeff together last year. There was some weird things going on that weekend where I was like 30th in line, and there was a bunch of people that just had conflicts, couldn't make it. And saw Rennie and was like, I'm going to fight that guy. I'm going to beat him up.
Yeah, good luck with that, Dave. Good luck with that.
He looks great. That's what I was saying about, you know, just like you look at him and you go, man, he could get out and get it right now if he wanted
he'll,
to.
He'll admit, he said it on that interview that he was considered undersized.
Oh, yeah.
Which is certainly made up for with when you're an athlete with a mindset like Rennie's.
Yeah.
You can go make an impact on that field in the
playing
SEC.
Playing with the old chip on your shoulder.
Absolutely. Now, damn good dog. We don't give that title to just anybody, but he's earned it.
It's funny, too, because I'm looking on the Georgia-Florida website, or what they call Georgia-Florida. Actually, they call it FLGA.
Yeah,
they got to
fix that pretty soon.
It's alphabetical or whatever. But anyway, so it says for Rennie was perceived to be too undersized to make an impact at the University of Georgia. It's like, I don't remember that. I know he was undersized. Yeah, I don't think anyone thought he couldn't make an impact.
Well, that's part of his recruiting. Was one of his, you know, red flags of recruiting was, well, be careful signing this guy. He might never make an impact.
Yeah.
That's what that means.
But that's where the coaches know, or they have to have a really good feel when they're recruiting a player that – and, like, Rennie wasn't – I mean, he was a four-star. You know, he was like one of the top 10 inside linebackers in the nation when he was being recruited.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not like, you know, he visited Auburn, he visited Tech, wherever he was. Like, it wasn't like you're taking a flyer on signing a – he wasn't the last guy in the recruiting class.
No, I mean –
you know what I mean?
He squeaked by Berkmar a few times and then looked really good doing
that's right. It's like, I don't know how he even made the team at Brookwood. I go, man, now, and then Georgia took a flyer on him. No, it wasn't like that. Rennie's a – awesome, absolutely. Awesome football player. Yeah, he's not your prototypical NFL-sized linebacker, but he was great. Like you said, damn good dog for sure. And always enjoy having Rennie on the show. Rennie Curran, good stuff.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.